Shalom Aleichem, and perhaps a good Erev Yontif to everybody and you and your families. Hope you're all doing well in these trying, confusing, and difficult times. Everybody's safe and well. We all know the famous Chazal that before Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu came to the Goyim, offered them the Torah. Esav said, it says, Leisirtzach, we can't do it. And Yishmael said, it says, Leisignoiv, not for us. And Klal Yisrael undertook it. The normal understanding, perhaps a superficial understanding, is that before the Goyim accepted the Torah, they wanted to know what they're signing on to. When they heard the details, they said, look, it's not for us. We don't believe in this. We don't believe in Leisignoiv. We don't believe in Leisirtzach. Not our cup of tea. Shem Yishmuel says a completely different shot, which has a broader understanding in the entire understanding of Matan Torah. Perhaps it's kedai to be magdim. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Peches that Peshaw, that Klal Yisrael was mekabel on himself Nafsa v'Nishma, there was echad to two ksarim, echad keneged Nafsa, echad keneged Nishma. Sfasanis explains that what's the connection between the Kabbalah of Nasa v'Nishma and the Ksarim. So if you look over there in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos is Megala that the tremendous Chiddush in the Kabbalah of Nasa v'Nishma didn't lie in the fact that Klal Yisrael signed a blank check and they undertook a Torah without knowing what's involved. Rashi says over there in the bottom of Shabbos Daf Peches Amud Aleph that the chiddush of Nasa v'Nishma and the godless of Nasa v'Nishma was that they were mekabel on themselves something that they didn't know if they would be able to mekayim it. They had to reach out above themselves from their natural situation, and they didn't know if they would be able to mekayim it. Wasn't clear that Bechlal was in their league. So the issue wasn't so much signing on to something that you don't know what you're getting yourself into, or maybe you don't agree with it, maybe you don't want it, but who says you can do it? And the entire Nekud of Nasa v'Nishma was that Klal Yisrael, Rashi says, relied on a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he would give them the kaychus to be able to do it, even if it was hard, even if it was out of their league. So the whole Yisrael of Nasa v'Nishma was Klal Yisrael not allowing themselves to be limited by their natural limitations, by perhaps something which is almost impossible to do. But they reached out and they, the Lashon HaSasem says, they were makabal on themselves, yeser mikaychem. They were makabal themselves over and above their natural situation. HaSasem says that the union of keser, the union of a crown, is something, Maral explains also, is something which is above a person's head. It's over their head. It's above their level. And what HaSasem says is that since Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, and they were mekabel on themselves more than their natural position, more than their natural limitations, more than their teva, is Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a level of Torah more above their heads. He gave them the keser. That's the yesod of the Shoshe. When the Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, there was zeichet to ksarim. The Shem Yishmol says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to Yishmol and to Esav, and they said, we can't do it because of Leisirtzach, because of Leisignoiv. It wasn't that they were saying ideologically, it's not our cup of tea, it's not for me. Rather, they said that it's against our nature. There's nothing we could do. We'd love to. But we're Leisirtzach people and we're Leisignoiv people. So as nice as it is, as wonderful it is, we can't step out of our limitations. We can't stop nature. They checked in themselves. Look, this is how we are. We just can't grow. We can't do it. And Klal Yisrael said, we don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to be able to do it. This reminds us of the famous Ramban in Parshas Vayakel. The Ramban over there says that there were people nisoy libam. There were people who came to Moshe Rabbeinu, who offered to do the malacha in the Mishkan, even though they didn't know how to do it. Nobody taught it to them. They had no Messiah. The Ramban over there makes a differentiation between the divo slave, people who give, and the soul divo, people who lift themselves up. And the Ramban says a lotion that they found inside themselves, beteva, that they were able to do it, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, whatever you need, we'll do. We'll supply the goods. Now, the Ramban didn't mean to say that all of a sudden they found new skills that they didn't know. The Ramban says, Vayigba libo v'darkei Hashem. They lifted themselves up, nesoy liboy. What it means is that they found in themselves the ability to be more than what they were. They thought they couldn't do it. But Vayigba libo v'darkei Hashem says that a person has in his teva the ability inside of him, the potential to go past where he is, to go further, to go more, to steig, and not to be limited, to be boxed in by what he is. That's the yisoid of nisoy liboy. I can lift myself up above my situation. That's why it's incredible that the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Talmud Torah, when he speaks about Kesa Torah, the lashon of the Ramban over there is Misha nisoy liboy lios muchtor. The Rambam, when he brings about Keser Torah, he says the lashon of Nisoi Liboy. It's a real lashon that the Rambam uses. Why does he use Nisoi Liboy in reference to the lashon of Keser Torah? But the answer is that Nisoi Liboy, like the Ramban teaches us, refers us to a specific scenario where a person lifts himself out of his normal situation. He picks himself up with Vayigba Liboy Bedarkei Hashem, and the person raises themselves up above and beyond their normal limitations. That's Keser Torah. So the same way Klal Yisrael, when they said Nasa V'Nishma, they reached out over and above their natural keches, and therefore they were zeicha to the Keser Shel Torah. Is likewise every person who's Nisoy Libra, every person who doesn't allow himself to be boxed in, but he knows that he can do more. He knows that he has more inside of him to bring out. So it's very interesting. The Ramban over there says, Pashas Vayakel, that even though nobody taught them the Malacha, but they found that they had it. On the other hand, it came as a result of Aruchni Yisdiki Hisayros, or Yigba Libo V'Darkei Hashem. The answer is, that knowledge and that cognizance and that recognition that a person, in his fundamental sense, can bring out in himself more and more and more and more, that's Nisoy Liboy. So the same way that by Nasa V'Nishma, Klal Yisrael reached out above their natural limitations, and they were zeicha because of that, the Keser Shel Torah, which is a little bit above their heads. So too, every time a person is in the Nisoy Liboy, every time a person steps out of the box, and a person reaches out beyond his comfort zone, and is Nisoy Liboy, and he doesn't allow himself to be boxed in by his natural situation the way he is at that moment, a person is zeicha to Keser Torah, a person is zeicha to a shefa of Torah beyond his hasagas, and beyond his limitations, and beyond his natural matziv, and beyond his situation where he is now. And that's l'chayr the pshat. The Kadmoinim taught us that the avodah of Sfiras HaEmer is to go from being a behemoth to being an Adam. We know that Sfiras HaEmer is counted to the Korban HaEmer. The Korban HaEmer was barley, which was Michael behemoth. And the Korban of the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos was chita, which is wheat, which is Michael Adam. Why is the avodah of behemoth to Adam connected with Kabbalah Satera? The Maral says in Perek Gimel in Tveres Yisrael that the word behemoth comes from the word ba, ma. Ba means what's inside of it. Ma, that's what there is, like they say in Hebrew, zema sheyesh. A behemoth can't steig. A behemoth can't go past what it is. Behemoth has no growth. Behemoth has no potential. Like the Gemara says in Baba Kama, shor ben yoyma, nikra shor. It's a year, it's a day old, it's fully developed. There's no future, there's no potential. Adam is named after the Adama, says the Maral, in many places, because Adama represents potential growth, bringing Mikoyach al-Apar. That's the essence of a human being, and that's what allows a person to steig and go further, because he always has wellsprings of inside of him to bring out what he has inside of him. That's the side of Amelus Batera, to bring out the Koyach al-Apar, says the Maral, to bring out what we have inside of us. And that's why a person can grow, and a person can go further, and he can go past his own limitations. And he can steig, and he can undertake projects that he wouldn't believe that he could do. That's the yisayit of Nasa V'Nishma, that's the yisayit of going from a behemoth to another. A person who's boxed in, a person who can't go further than where he is, a person who stagnates, ruchnius, who stays in one place, That's a bechin of behemo, bo ma. Such a person doesn't have shaykhis to Kabbalah Zatayra, because Kabbalah Zatayra required undertaking something past our limitations, past our place. In Klal Yisrael, when they went from behemo to Adam, to a mitzias, from a mitzias of spiritual stagnation of bo ma, to a mitzias of Adam, Adam, of taking out and going further, that's what allowed them to reach out and undertake something which is a little bit over their heads, because they know that they have more potential inside of them. There's more room to grow. That's the yisayid of Adam and Adama. That's the yisayid of Misha Nesar Liboy. The yisayid of Matan Torah is the yisayid of a person realizing his potential and going into a growth curve on a steady basis. So every person who's Nesar Liboy, every person who reaches out above himself, is zeicha to kesser Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a shefa of Torah over and above. Over and above. And I think I would add on that in the situation that we're all in, ourselves, our children, we've seen that Klal Yisrael has been able to step out of the box and reach for new levels of steiging and learning and dveikus b'Torah that perhaps we thought wasn't possible beforehand. And the challenge is going to be now to retain it, to retain the Nesoya Libri, to retain the skill of knowing that we could do more. And with that, we'll be Zeicha to the same Ksarim that Klal Yisrael, the same crowns of Torah that Klal Yisrael was Zeicha, back by Matan Torah, Benasa, Venishma. Kol Tov, and a good Yom Tov to everybody.